Everyone, John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our first news story for this hour. The 158th Huron County Fair will be different next year. The 2026 fair will now be on August 9th through the 15th. This change is because the carnival company the fair board had used for several years wasn't available for the coming year, which led the Huron County Fair Board without an entertainment for the annual event that is normal conducted during the first week in August. Having to change the date means the Huron County Fair will be competing with the Sanilac County Fair, which will also run from August 8th through August 15th. Hopes are that the Huron Fair will be able to return to its normally scheduled time in 2027. And Huron County School District is a popular one for school of choice students. During the Laker School District's Board of Education meeting, the board approved continuing to participate in the School of Choice program. Each semester, the board decides whether to participate in schools of choice or not. Approximately 30% of our student enrollment consists of school of choice students, said Superintendent Jill Verberg. Since there is available room and accepting some additional students does not require additional staff, the district will continue to accept school of choice students. Michigan school of choice policy began in 1994 as part of the Proposal A change in school finance. It allowed school districts the option of allowing students from other school districts to enroll in their schools, and it allowed the creation of charter schools. School of choice provides parents the opportunity to move their child from one school to another. However, it is up to each district if they want to participate in the program, and a district can also select how many and in what grades they will accept students. And the Sebring Fire Department responded to a fire at about 8:30 a.m. Saturday morning. Besides the Sebring Fire Department, the Sebring Ambulance and Sebring Police were dispatched for a fully engulfed garage and pole building fire in the 300 block of East Main Street, one half block off of M25. The Sebring Fire Department arrived within minutes of the call, and with a fast attack on the fire, were able to keep it from extending to the home a mere 6 feet from the garage, according to information from the Sebring Police Department. While fighting the blaze, the Sebring Fire Department received mutual aid assistance from the Owendale Fire Department and from the ACW Unionville Fire Department. Also, the Michigan State Police assisted the Sebring Police with traffic control at the scene. The garage and contents, which included an antique trailer, were a total loss. The fire departments were able to clear the scene at approximately 10:30 a.m. There were no injuries, noted Sebring Police Chief Steve Repke. And in our national news, the United States has presented Ukraine with a detailed 28-point peace proposal intended to lay the groundwork for a lasting resolution to the nearly four-year Russian-Ukraine conflict. Some elements of the plan are expected to be difficult for Ukraine's leadership to accept, but U.S. officials argue a durable framework is critical for long-term stability and security in the region. And with our national news, a former congressional staffer in New Jersey is facing criminal charges after allegedly staging an attack on herself and falsely claiming it was politically motivated. According to prosecutors, she fabricated injuries and submitted fraudulent reports, sparking concerns about the misuse of law enforcement and potential impact on public trust. The development comes amid heightened scrutiny of security and political rhetoric in campaigns across the country. And that's been your local, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net, as with your obituaries and weather. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.